Three, two, one, and let's do it. Welcome back to a $1 trillion podcast called Questing. I am your host, James Gonzalez. As always, hosted by jamesstudy.com. That is jamesstudy.com. So, we are in our 10th episode, and I am feeling better than ever. So grateful for having people viewing the website. So grateful for having people listen to the podcast. It's very amazing. And again, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. There's a lot of people, by the way. I'm not going to release any statistics. This is we're going to keep that quiet until it's everywhere. But it is growing exponentially. It is growing very quickly. Today is March 5th. 2022. Today's positive affirmations. I almost forgot that. Positive affirmations for the day. Let's get that real quick. This is really good. I'm excited for this day. I am so grateful to be alive. I love myself. I'm going to have a great day. I'm open to opportunities. I love being alive. Today and every day I am blessed and I am full of joy. I am full of joy. All right. So, jamesstudy.com, it's going great. jamesstudy.com/questing. I just put up a new webpage, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. jamesstudy.com/getfit. I'm going to put basically all the information that you're going to need to get fit. How to get fit and how to stay fit, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy, you know. And I think I have it figured out, you know, and we'll check it out. So what I've been working on, I didn't release a one last week, and I know some people were really wanting to hear that, so I got back on it today. Getting the website ready for people who are looking for health info all in one place. That's coming along very nicely. I'm working out about five to seven times a week, getting back in shape, stretching, cardio, weightlifting. I'm doing a lot, and I'm basically trying to document this whole process so we can help people, you know, in the future, because people are gonna ask. You know, I'm gonna be pretty fucking big. You know, pretty big, pretty jacked. You know, pretty healthy. People are gonna ask me, so what do you do? I'm gonna be like, point to the back of the hoodie. jamesstudy.com, all of it ready to go, right? jamesstudy.com/getfit. I also, if you're curious of following along with me being kind of silly and my other progress pictures, instagram.com/thejamesgonzalez, thejamesgonzalez. That is my personal Instagram. That's probably gonna be pretty much the only one I run until maybe I get a social media manager. I don't know. Maybe we're going to fill that that position soon. So we'll see. Also, something I want to talk about real quick. Hemp protein. Maybe he was born with it. Maybe it's hemp protein. So I'm eating around 90 grams of hemp protein per day. And I'm a real big believer of hemp protein. It's got all your amino acids. It's got omega 3 and 6. High fiber, high protein, zero inflammation, is actually anti-inflammatory. I would recommend this over casein any day of the week. Casein, you know, derived from milk. I just want to put that in there. Looking to potentially have people on the show, or perhaps me as a guest on other podcasts. I just signed up for a thing called podmatch.com. It's basically it matches you with other podcasters. And other guests who potentially, you know, could be on your podcast. And I'm looking into that. I think it's really cool. And there's already so many potential guests I would love to have on. And I'm going to start reviewing that information over the next couple of weeks, reaching out to people. Maybe I'll be on their podcast. Maybe they'll be on mine. But it's going to take some organization and, like, you know, you interview, make sure that there's like a fit, see what they want to talk about. So there's a little work there. And, I'm super excited about that because there's so many cool people to interview out there. So that's a potential thing down the road. in case people are wondering. So the topics that we're going to talk about, there's some pretty exciting topics. I have a theoretical conversation with your doctor about Parkinson's, really interesting read. Get Fit, what the Get Fit page web page includes. Antioxidants, polyphenols. We're going to talk about what those are. Matcha tea, all right? 21 benefits of matcha tea. We're going to talk about all that. I drink matcha tea. I was drinking matcha tea like a lot before, and I knew it was good for you because I did a little bit of the research. I'll talk about this in a minute, but it actually has like the most antioxidants of any superfood, like by a large margin. It has high pH. It has like a lot of polyphenols and antioxidants, which we're going to talk about. And yeah, so I'm back to drinking matcha tea again. I don't really like coffee. Even though I like the caffeine, it stains my teeth, makes me jittery, and I don't feel really good after drinking coffee. Although matcha tea is fantastic, we're going to talk about all the benefits of it. MCT oil hemp milk is what I use. And then here's a really interesting topic that people are going to want to hear about. Vaginal health, pH, pH levels, vaginal microbiome, and matcha tea. And it's not just matcha tea, but this is like a great conversation in regards to matcha tea because of all of the antioxidants and all the other things that are involved with it. And it has to do with like probiotics and the microbiome of your vagina. And we will talk about that and how that actual matcha tea and your diet can actually improve your vaginal health. And so we'll talk about that pretty much near the end. And it'll be a really great way to wrap up the episode. And that'll be it. Hopefully it's around 30 minutes. We're not going to try and make it too long. We're already at 7. So I talk a lot. And so I'm going to try and get through this really quick. I just have so much to talk about, I guess. And thank you for listening. As always, I am still eating vegan. And I'm feeling better than ever. Okay, I'm almost two months into my health protocol. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more. But I'm feeling fantastic. Stronger, faster, better, clear, right? And I have a lot of this stuff on my website. So, deep breath. Thanks again for rejoining me on a $1 trillion podcast called Questing. Please share it with your friends. Send the podcast link, your Apple podcast link to your friends and say, hey, I am so cool. I found this before everyone else. Look how cool I am. All right, here we go. A theoretical conversation with your doctor about Parkinson's. All right, so I wrote this a few nights ago. Because I'm trying to provide all of the information that someone would need to get healthy. Because as I started getting healthier, more into bodybuilding, you know, more in the news, more on social media, people are going to ask me. And I figured I just put all the stuff in one place for people to figure it out. People are asking me questions on Reddit. They're asking me questions on Instagram. And then people are asking me about bodybuilding because I look like a personal trainer in person. I'm a pretty good looking guy, you know? So I look like a personal trainer. People are asking me a bunch of stuff. And let me tell you, I am more than happy to give information to help people. I love it. I love helping people. I love seeing people become happier and healthier. Even if I never see you, okay? If I never see you in my life and this information can help you live a more fulfilling life, that is amazing. It is beautiful. All right, here we go. Parkinson's disease, a conversation with your doctor. A conversation with your doctor about Parkinson's disease. Now, this is a theoretical conversation, how I believe this conversation should go. And if it's not, that's concerning. A little thirsty. Make sure you hydrate. 4 to 5 liters of alkaline water a day. All right. Patient, my hands are trembling. It's hard to walk. I have severe fatigue and high levels of anxiety. I've been feeling generally depressed with loss of interest in things I enjoy. Doctor, now the rest of these conversations perspective will be from the doctor. It sounds like you have a combination of bodily symptoms, which is called Parkinson's disease. Not to worry. Parkinson's is a series of issues going wrong in the body. You likely have a severe nutrient deficiency caused through a poor diet, stress, or environmental factors. First, we want to get you on iodine, 1 milligram a day, and magnesium, 500 milligrams a day. Iodine helps the body create dopamine and serotonin, helps regulate the metabolism, and can help with depression. Magnesium helps with depression, anxiety, fear response, and energy production. Magnesium plays a role in regulating muscle contraction and helps build muscle. Magnesium has over 600 roles in the body, a very important nutrient. The iodine and magnesium will help address the tremors and adrenaline fairly quickly. I understand that the tremors can be an embarrassing part of the disease, which makes all of the other symptoms worse. We want to get to the adrenaline, the fight or flight, under control and lessen the symptoms of depression. Next, we'd want to start supplementing with vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals are necessary to thousands of functions in the body. They are the underlying resource that the body uses to heal and repair itself. In addition, getting you on an anti-inflammatory diet, reducing sugar, fried foods, animal products, alcohol, and processed foods. We want to make sure that you're eating enough calories and protein every day, specifically hemp protein and plant proteins, for a proper bodily function and muscle building and repair. Getting enough fruits and vegetables is also important. Next, we want to make sure you're on a probiotic, which will help you balance out your gut health. The gut-brain axis is very important for our mental well-being. The good bacteria helps get rid of the bad bacteria, creating a balanced gut flora for good health. After that, we want to make sure you are taking CBD every day, at least 30 milligrams per day, upwards of 300 to 500 milligrams per day. The endocannabinoid system is responsible for the balance of the body, helps create dopamine, the feel-good chemicals, and regulates the bodily systems, including the central nervous system and motor functioning. I would also recommend taking B12 to improve energy, mental well-being, and vitamin D3, in addition to these vitamins and minerals already discussed. A person with Parkinson's has severe vitamin and mineral deficiency, loss of dopamine neurons, loss of muscle, degradation of the mind-muscle connection, and a dysfunctional thyroid. We can correct all of these issues with the aforementioned nutrients. These are essential to the body's functioning. Stressful events can lead to severe vitamin and mineral wasting, and so can a poor diet. Hydration is important, and I would recommend 4 to 5 liters of alkaline water every day. Sleep is paramount to healing and recovery. Try to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep as you are improving from your disease. A dark and colder environment is beneficial to a good night's rest. After around 2 to 6 months, your energy will begin to return. You can begin a stretching routine as soon as you feel healthy enough to do so. A stretching routine will begin to establish the mind-body connection. The body must relearn where the muscles are. A cardio and stretching routine will be sufficient until you feel healthy enough to begin a workout regimen. It's been noted in scientific studies that regular exercise reduces all types of chronic diseases. It's very important to exercise the muscles. As the energy begins to return and we are eating sufficient calories, we will begin a muscle building routine to help create new muscle, which may have degraded over time due to lack of calories. Extreme stress and the body being in a muscle wasting or catabolic state due to a dysfunctioning thyroid. We will provide you with a nutrient list and their functions, when you should take the nutrients, a dietary food list, places to get prepackaged food, hydration and sleep information, and cannabinoid and endocannabinoid system information. You can even use small amounts of THC, increasing as necessary. There are promising results from THC oil to reduce tremors. I believe all of these together will make a powerful healing protocol. We will also provide you with a cardio and stretching regimen and a beginner's weightlifting routine. We even have referrals to physical therapists and physical trainers if you would prefer to be coached through your muscle building program. If you're a new weightlifter, we would recommend a physical trainer. Your insurance will cover the costs. And remember, just as it takes time to build muscle and patience, it takes time for the body to heal itself. With all of this information, you are prepared to begin your healing journey to complete health. You will get better, and we are here to help. Believing you will get better is important and will speed up the recovery. We are here at any time to assist in any way on your path to health. Let us know how we can help. That is a theoretical conversation with your doctor about Parkinson's disease, how I believe it should go. All right. And one thing that I said is that I believe that insurance should pay people to get healthy. I believe insurance should cover the cost of physical trainers, physical therapy, because it is more beneficial for society for people to be healthier than it is for them to be unhealthy. There is more drain on medical resources. If we are not using our insurance to help people get healthier. So yeah, that's a great way to look at it. So I'm going to talk over the Get Fit, jamesstudy.com/getfit. There's a little sub menu on my website. I'm gonna blow through this real quick because we got so much cool information to talk about. 15 minutes already, man. I swear, just like that, you know, just like that, it just flies by. How to get fit, health and workout routine. So what I'm doing on this page is everything you're gonna need, right? Just in one page. So we have some of the information is repeated, but people are starting to ask me if I'm a physical trainer and what am I doing and how I'm doing it. So I figured I'd just put it all in one space. We got supplements, vitamins and minerals, probiotics, CBD. I explained the importance of them. We have a list of supplements, all the vegan ones, which I've located on Amazon. If you want to take a different brand, please be my guest. I explain how, when, and how I take it. The vitamins and minerals. I explain when I take the D3 vitamin iodine in the morning before I get my day started. It's a fantastic start. D3, B12, and iodine. Whew, so much energy. Diet and nutrition. Why I'm vegan. Meat consumption spreads disease. In order to get fit and live a healthy life, you should know what foods to avoid. So I have a foods list to avoid. I have a whole foods list of things that you might want to look for. Unsaturated fats, plant protein. I have a foods list, vegan grocery list 1 and 2, and then easy vegan recipes 1, 2, 3, 4. Four links here. Make it really easy on you. And another note, as a vegan, I still eat burgers, pasta, and pizza and all the other good stuff. My goal is to eliminate animal products because animal products create tons of inflammation. And then I want to minimize the other inflammatory causing foods. I still eat fries, right? And I'm still eating bread. And right now I'm eating cauliflower, buffalo, though it's like buffalo wings, but cauliflower, and then a baked potato with beans on it. It's absolutely delicious. Had a parfait and a waffle this morning. And I had hemp protein. I had like a vegan protein bar. So I'm eating well. And there's so many new options for vegans out there. Caloric intake, you can calculate your specific calorie macronutrient needs, your hydration, 4 to 5 liters of water per day, alkaline preferably. And I'm starting to incorporate exercise routines, stretching, stretch 10 to 20 minutes a day. And I've created a list of poses. 15 to 30 seconds each at the very minimum. If you want to do more than that, that's great. 1 or 2 sets. I have cardio, 2 to 3 miles of walking either on a treadmill or outside. Outside would be fantastic, 2 to 3 miles. Body weight lifting. I have some body weight routines on here. The jumping jacks, knee to chest, frontal jacks, jump squat. Now, you do this 4 times, I swear, that's going to be an amazing workout. 45-second jumping jacks, 35-second knees to chest, 35 seconds frontal jacks. It's like a jumping jacks, but from the front, and 25-second jumping squat. Yeah, I'm telling you, my calf muscles were so sore. Another overall body, 34 sets, rest is needed, 25 squats, 25 jumping jacks, 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups. Right? Do that 3 or 4 times. Abs, flutter kicks, penguins, crunches, high plank, 45 seconds each. Now I'm telling you, you do this, you're gonna be tired. And now after that, there's a weightlifting routine. I don't want to push people. If you're like serious illness, right? This is why I'm building it out slowly. If you have serious illness, you don't want to jump right in to weightlifting. Maybe you do though. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You got to listen to your own body here, okay? But there is like when it gradually get yourself in, because you don't want to get burnt out. One of the worst things about when you're trying to get healthier, you just want to get in there, you want to start weightlifting, you want to put it up heavy stuff, and you may not be doing it right, and then you get discouraged because you might get hurt, you're not seeing results, you're not eating right, you know. So stretching and cardio, it's surprising how well that works. And this the body weight stuff, you know, this is on my website. You'll love it. I'm telling you, you'll love it. I even linked to my diet plan that I'm working on right now, so you can check that out. I got a Whole Foods list, a graphic, and a Whole Foods plant-based little pyramid here. What you should think about eating. Another, just more information for you. You know, I'm gonna share at the end. The end of the podcast. I'm gonna share. I'm so excited. You have no idea. At the end of my podcast, I'm gonna share my workout. So if you want to know the dumbbell workout I'm doing right now, I'm only doing dumbbells. Okay, dumbbell only up to 50 pounds. So we're getting stronger. We're getting better. I'm telling you, in 6 months, I already look like a bodybuilder. I mean, I'm one sexy man. You know, I am. I just am. But I'm getting healthier. I'm gonna prove to people not only do I have the right answer, but I'm gonna get in the best shape possible to unknown levels of health. Maybe I'm gonna become the healthiest person in the world. I don't know. That's a great goal, you know. What a goal. Goal setting. I'm gonna become the healthiest person in the world. Shit, let's do it, you know. All right, cool. All right, so that's enough of that. My webpage. Okay, now we're getting into some really interesting information. Matcha tea. What is so special about matcha tea? We're gonna fly through this. 15 minutes max until the end. Maybe 10 to 15. I'm excited. I hope you're excited too. I hope you can feel the excitement. My energy is coming back. I actually had Parkinson's. And you know, there's no test. There's no test. A neurologist just tells you have Parkinson's. But I've actually figured out what the cause and effect were, so we can actually figure it out. But I actually had Parkinson's. I really did. Tremors were so bad. A lot of people thought I was going to die. I had cancer, right? I did. I know I did. I can feel it. Anyway, I'm getting so much better, and I know this is the right answer. I absolutely 100% know it. All right, here we go. Matcha tea. This is on Tenzo, tenzotea.com. Okay. What are the health benefits of matcha? This is going to blow your mind. You're going to throw out your coffee. I am taking no money from matcha companies. Big matcha. I got no money in this, okay? I'm trying to give you the great information, the best information I can. All right, here we go. Number one, energy without the anxiety crash or jitters. The combination of caffeine with L-theanine and matcha tea provides matcha green tea provides a stable and extended boost of energy without the anxiety or jitters. Sounds great. Number two, matcha for focus. The combination of caffeine and L-theanine do wonders for concentration. It boosts the alpha waves, helps you concentrate. Fantastic. The same mental state can be found in meditation and yoga practice. Isn't it amazing? It's a little shortcut to yoga and meditation. Matcha, great for immunity. Okay. I'm reading, you know, some of this stuff verbatim because this is just so good. So good information. Concerts are sick. Your friend's new mixtape is sick. Being sick, however, is not sick. I love that. Matcha green tea fortifies the immune system and limits the invasion and growth of viruses and bacteria in the body. Are you kidding me? That's beautiful. It has special antioxidants. Still learning English, apparently. I get so excited though. My brain works faster than I can like talk. It's pretty funny. EGCG is effective in fighting and protecting the body against various bacterial viral infections. Great. Amazing. It also inhibits the growth of influenza A, hepatitis, herpes, and the bacteria that causes strep throat. Cool. That is amazing. Matcha tea, and I can attest to this today because I had some matcha tea this morning or this afternoon. Matcha burns calories. Want to go the extra mile? Try adding matcha tea to your weight loss program. See what happens. It boosts your metabolism. led to a significant 12-week study led to a significant reduction in BMI, waist circumference, and body mass. And I think I was reading like 17% increase in caloric burning rate or something like that. If I can't find it on this webpage, I'm gonna try and look it up. But it's like a natural fat burner. You'd rather do the natural way. Okay, here we go. Matcha may improve heart health. Let's see. Much more effective, may protect you from a heart attack or stroke. Yeah, that's a great thing. That's not funny, but that's a wonderful thing to protect you from heart attack or stroke. Introducing matcha green tea to your regular diet may significantly lower your risk of having a heart attack or stroke. I think it has to do with LDL. LDL, like reducing your overall LDL. It's a good thing. Matcha makes you smarter. There's basically a control group that basically 4 grams of matcha, or a placebo and a non-placebo, and the non-placebo that took matcha, they improvements in attention, reaction time, memory, and compared to a placebo. That's really cool. Matcha for calmness. That's nice. Has amino acids that helps you relax. State of mind, nice and chill. It gave me a lot of energy. Now here is one of the most important parts, right? Right. Get grabbing your attention here. Gotta listen to this one. That's my getting your attention. All right, antioxidants. Matcha green tea has the highest antioxidant rating of all major superfoods, and there's even a test to prove it. According to the ORAC, oxygen radical absorption capacity test, which measures the antioxidant levels in foods, matcha green tea measures 1384 units per gram, 1384 units per gram. That's 13 times the antioxidants of pomegranates, 15 times the antioxidant of blueberries, and 125 times that of spinach. Say hello to feeling invincible. And we're going to talk about exactly what antioxidants are in a second. So there's a bunch of catechins, C-A-T-C-H-I-N. They're a group of molecules, incredibly potent and beneficial antioxidants. There's a large percentage of these antioxidants in matcha. The super molecule aids in weight loss and promotes a healthy brain and heart. That's great. Matcha for oral health. It helps create the good bacteria in your mouth. It gets rid of the bad bacteria. This is where bacteria, 90% of the bad breath comes from bacteria cavities in your mouth. And so it gets rid of the bad bacteria. Green tea versus coffee. So coffee is very acidic, which means bacteria reproduce faster than your morning commute. When you add milk, creamers, and even non-dairy creamers to your coffee, the overgrowth of bacteria in your mouth continues to get worse. Matcha keeps your teeth strong and healthy. Beautiful. Prevents cavities. It'll help you lose weight. So that's pretty, yeah, boost your metabolism. That's great. O2 stress. Oxidative stress is a real thing, and it occurs when oxygen-free radicals overwhelm the body and damage cells. This can lead to a wide range of illnesses and diseases, including cancer, gene mutations, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, heart attack, and heart failure. The antioxidants in matcha actively seek out these molecules in the body and neutralize their harmful effects. Wonderful. How cool is that? All of this in tea. Matcha tea. Get rid of your coffee, right? Upgrade to matcha tea. It's good for your skin. It reduces the free radicals. You can, and I'm actually going to do this tomorrow. I'm not kidding. I'm creating a matcha mask, and it actually talks about this. Applying matcha directly to the skin in form of a mask is one of the best ways to fight acne and symptoms of rosacea. Reduce redness. Matcha powder has many anti-inflammatory properties. We always talk about anti-inflammatory on this podcast because I'm all about health. Inflammation is the root cause of all disease, and it helps reduce redness with chronic skin conditions. Your skin will feel better. You'll look better too. Improves your complexion. Less oil. Very cool. Remember, this is on TenzoTea.com. 21 health benefits of matcha green tea. Better cholesterol. Lowers your cholesterol. Get rid of the LDL. HDL sweeps away bad cholesterol from the arteries, preventing clogged arteries. Long story short, avoid LDLs, and matcha tea helps with that. So does iodine. You know, so we're basically creating this super powerful combination of things that help you get better. Detox. So green tea has a powerful detoxifying properties, and in some cases, the ability to naturally eliminate heavy metal ions. How cool is that? Matcha tea helps with memory and cognitive enhancement. Results of the study showed that those who drank matcha tea performed better on the short-term memory test and showed a higher brain function in the frontal and parietal, the lobe in the brain. The frontal lobe is responsible for the majority of the advanced thinking, while the lobe in the back of the brain handles the cognitive understanding of speech. Yeah, so it's good for that. I have to remember. Probably good for people who have Alzheimer's and dementia. Your brain's happy. Green tea polyphenols are now being considered therapeutic agents in well-controlled studies aimed to alter brain aging processes and to serve as possible neuroprotective agents in progressive neurodegenerative disorders. Unbelievable. Specifically, those neurodegenerative disorders include Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Perhaps matcha tea can protect against them. And I'm going to say yes, it can. And matcha tea for arthritis. Matcha tea is one of the most studied drinks when it comes to its benefits for arthritis. It has anti-inflammatory effects. So we drop the anti-inflammatory and then we can reduce arthritis, eliminate it. Now here's my favorite part. Vitamins and minerals, both are important, but a lot of us forget to take them. Tea is one of the most studied drinks when it comes to benefits for arthritis problems. Compounds from plants that have strong anti-inflammatory effects are all rich in polyphenols. Vitamin A, vitamin B1. Vitamin A is an antioxidant. Vitamin B1, necessary for the metabolism of sugar, amino acids, and lipids. Vitamin B2, utilizes oxygen most efficiently and is necessary for normal cell growth. Helps tissue grow. Vitamin B3, niacin, helps HDL. Functions that serve to help skin, digestive system, and nervous system. So many range of functions here. All right, vitamin C, known as ascorbic acid, is an antioxidant that eliminates free radicals from the body. It's an essential nutrient involved in repair of the tissues, the production of specific neurotransmitters. Very important. Vitamin F, antioxidant coating, helps fight against cavities. Vitamin P, anti-inflammatory. Matcha tea is easy to make, tastes great, and the best matcha tea tastes great. That's great. Whisk it. All right, so there we go. How amazing is that information? So we are just, there's so much information there, and I really want to convey this because this is right up the alley with vitamins and minerals, right, with anti-inflammatory properties. And we're going to talk about antioxidants real quick. This might be a little bit longer one. I have so much, I just have so much to talk to you guys about. This is important. All right, what are polyphenols? Category of plant compounds that offers various health benefits. Regularly consuming polyphenols is thought to boost digestion and brain health, as well as protect against heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and even certain cancers. Amazing, right? They can act as antioxidants, neutralizing harmful free radicals. Great. They're also thought to reduce inflammation, which is thought to be the root cause of many chronic illnesses. There we go. Another point of information. Polyphenols, healthline.com, are thought to reduce inflammation, which is thought to be the root cause of many chronic illnesses. And it is. How can antioxidants benefit our health? Antioxidants are substances that can prevent or slow damage to cells caused by free radicals. Unstable molecules that the body produces as a reaction to the environment and other pressures. Okay. So free radicals are waste substances produced by cells as the body processes food and reacts to the environment. If the body cannot process and remove free radicals efficiently, oxidative stress can result. This can harm cells and body function. Free radicals are known as reactive oxygen species. Factors that increase the production of free radicals in the body can be internal, such as inflammation, or external, for example, pollution, UV exposure, and cigarette smoke. Oxidative stress has been linked to heart disease, cancer, arthritis, stroke, respiratory disease, immune deficiency, emphysema, Parkinson's disease, and other inflammatory, other ischemic conditions. Now, the root cause of all disease is inflammation. And polyphenols and antioxidants, as well as vitamins, minerals, probiotics, CBD, work to remove waste, free radicals from the body. And matcha tea. Get rid of coffee. It's matcha tea from now on, if you want to. I'm just giving you information. You do what you want. But maybe you need to hear it, right? Maybe you need to hear it. So this is going to be really important for the ladies out there. I love women. Women are great. They are great. Just throw that out there. I'm not a woman, but I do research a lot. And I care about having a wonderful relationship and minimizing issues as well as best I can. So I do think about, I do theorize stuff and try to understand as best I can. Okay. A healthy level of a vaginal pH for a woman in her reproductive years is 4.0 to 4.5 acidic and can be higher than 4.5 in women after menopause. Symptoms of an unbalanced vaginal pH: strong fish-like smell coming from your vagina. I got to talk about it. Gray, green, or foamy vaginal discharge. Itching around the vagina, swelling and irritation around the vagina, pain or burning feeling in the vagina during sex, burning sensation while urinating. So this essentially means that your vaginal pH is imbalanced and it's easily fixable, just to let you know. I know this is a thing that bothers a lot of women. They're super worried about it, even if they're fine, right? But they can stress about it. And the stress, ironically, can actually cause the issues you're worried about or just make everything else not so pleasant. I want to take this opportunity to let you know that you could have issues with eating meat. Dairy is high in inflammation. Meat is high in inflammation. Coffee is high in inflammation, or it's acidic. Eggs. Those can help you balance everything out. I'm going to read this article. It talks about vaginal microbiome. So we talk about the microbiome with digestive health, which is important for health, immunity, and our mental health. But did you know about the vaginal microbiome? The microbiome is an ecosystem of microorganisms completely unique to the vagina. An imbalanced vaginal ecosystem has been linked to cervical cancers, endometriosis, higher risk of HIV, and other infections such as thrush, bacterial vaginosis, and even HPV. Many women who use pharmaceutical approaches to treat vaginal infections, however, this doesn't really work long-term. And this is because the over-the-counter treatments do not address the root cause of which is disturbance in the vaginal ecosystem and quite often in the gut microbiome too. And this is so important, so crucial. It's tying so much of this together because I always talk about what is the root cause? What is the root cause of the issue? Because the pharmaceuticals, they're only addressing the symptom. And you can stay on these pharmaceuticals as long as you want. It's never going to address the root cause of what's going on. This will. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, CBD, matcha tea, antioxidants, polyphenols, and reducing and an anti-inflammatory diet. Cut out everything anti-inflammatory. We really need to talk to every woman we know about this. And it's important to make this information known to our gynecologists, family doctors, and anyone working in women's health. Knowing about the vagina, the vaginal ecosystem, knowing what to do to maintain a healthy vaginal microbial balance, and how this has the potential to prevent cervical cancers will save lives. This is madgedadjenkins.com. I'll try and post it somewhere. My mother died of cervical cancer when I was only 14 years old, so preventing other women from going through this experience is very dear to my heart. We also have an emerging research that a healthy vaginal ecosystem not only helps women to get pregnant, but that it also helps to carry pregnancy to full term. In contrast, a vaginal ecosystem that is out of whack may be the leading silent reason for many fertility challenges in preterm births. While the gut microbiome thrives on being made up of a huge diversity of microbes, the vaginal ecosystem should be populated by mainly lactobacilli species, L-A-T-O-B-A-C-I-L-L-I, the most essential of which is lactobacilli crispatus, C-R-I-S-P-A-T-U-S, makes a lot of lactic acid. It's the same very lactic acid we try to prevent during an exercise, but the vagina loves it. Remind me of someone. That's too funny. Lactic acid in the vagina is the key for killing off pathogens. There have been some initial tests, and we still have very serious. Here we go. We still have so much to learn. But so far, we know that only 25% of women have the healthy ecosystem filled with Crispatus species. If we remember that a healthy vaginal ecosystem supports not only vaginal health, but also pregnancy, we can prevent cervical cancers. We can see that as many as 75% of women may need additional support. Okay. So why do so many women have an imbalanced vaginal ecosystem? It may be because they have not inherited the healthy Crispatus species. Oh, this is very important. It may be because they have not inherited this Crispatus species from their mothers at birth because their mothers didn't have it themselves. Okay. Or maybe they were cesarean born, which prevented them from getting any lactobacilli as they were being born. Many women have also been exposed to antibiotics who are nutritionally not supporting their microbiome. Cigarette smoking literally kills the vaginal lactobacilli. And do all of the intimate soaps, sprays, lubricants, and many sanitary products that have been bleached or perfumed, bath foams loaded with glitter, and chemicals wearing G-strings and stress. Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm just trying to learn here. Learning how to relax and support the body's response to stress is so important for a good vaginal health. If you have a history of infertility, antibiotic use, UTIs, chronic pelvic painful sex, vaginal discharge, or dryness, then this screen may explain a lot for you, and it may be an important foundation to your journey to wellness. So this is where probiotics and green tea comes in. Okay. The easiest treatment to use is green tea. Green tea has many benefits, as it is anti-aging, antioxidant, and may help prevent cancer. In the vagina, the green tea provides natural compounds called polyphenols, which are the food that healthy lactobacilli species love. It makes them grow and at the same time helps to diminish the number of pathogenic organisms. How do you use green tea to heal your vagina? Make a strong green tea, wait for it to cool down, spray it onto the vulva, or use it as a douche. It also possible to do a sitz bath filled with green tea. If your vaginal pH is at a healthy level, that's wonderful. Drink a cup of green teas to that. We don't want to stir up any already healthy microflora. And this is where matcha tea comes in. You can just drink it, right? Maybe you need this like really quickly. The green tea treatment can be done daily at first, once every 3 to 4 days, once the pH has gone down to below 4.4. Now this is someone else's website. I just wanted to read this to you. This is very important, I think. I would also recommend getting a good probiotic that has been paired to support the vaginal ecosystem. It needs to be rich in lactobacilli species and ideally also contain lactobacilli crispatus. Okay, so that's pretty much it for that webpage. Now, eating foods that are high in inflammation, the vagina itself can get inflamed. So inflammation, the vaginal health, the vaginitis is an inflammation of the vagina that can result in discharge, itching, and pain. This causes usually a change in the balance of a vaginal bacteria or an infection, reduced estrogen levels after menopause and some disorders can cause vaginitis. So we talk about inflammation being the root cause of all disease, and it can also upset the balance of your vaginal microbiome. So coffee is acidic, right? But also it can be inflammatory, right? So if I had the choice, I would drink matcha tea because it has antioxidants, polyphenols, and just overall good for you, good for your heart, good for your brain. It actually lowers inflammation. It's anti-inflammatory, has anti-inflammatory properties. So overall, anti-inflammatory diet, drinking alkaline water, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, CBD, and yeah, I thought that was really important to put out there because, I try to learn as much as I can. As a dude, I only know so much from a man's perspective, and I try and relate. I try and understand as best I can, and I also study cannabis because, I know some women deal with really strong like PMS symptoms, and it seems like really bad, like they're in pain and nausea, and this doesn't seem that good. But I've read a lot on CBD and how it can help with PMS symptoms and potentially like with the dietary changes with hydration, sleep, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, CBD, maybe matcha tea, antioxidants, polyphenols. Maybe you get to a point where you barely even have a period. I've read this. I don't know if this is true or not. That your period's supposed to be like really light. You're supposed to be really light, like a period, right? It's like boom. But I don't know. Okay, I'm trying to provide you with as much information as I can to help you decipher what is the right answer. So I'm doing as best I can, trying to understand to help even one person, maybe many more. And I am anticipating a lot more hearing this podcast because it is growing exponentially. And again, so grateful for everyone who is listening and sharing it because that means it's getting out there for people to listen to. Okay, that was a little bit longer than I thought, but that information was so important that I just had to make sure I covered it all in the fastest way I could. Or slowest, fastest. I talk quick, talk fast, but I try not to talk too fast. You can always go back. But yeah. So this is out there. So another thing that I really quick, and then I'm done here. MCT oil could potentially promote weight loss. I use MCT oil in my matcha tea. So a little bit of hemp milk, hemp or matcha, and MCT oil. It's like unsaturated fats. MCT oil has been shown to increase the release of two hormones that can promote the feeling of fullness in the body. One study that found people taking 2 tablespoons of MCT oil as part of their breakfast ended up eating less food for lunch compared to those taking coconut oil. It makes you full longer. And so the thing is that fats are actually good for you, can help you lose weight, which is ironic. You hear about all like the anti-fat diet and anti, no fat, but it's gonna have high sugar, right? So MCT oil could be a good energy source. MCT oil could help reduce lactate buildup in athletes and help use fat for energy. That's a good one. MCT could help manage epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, and autism. Very important. It can help with autism. Gluten-free diet, ketogenic. Healthline.com. MCT contains fatty acids that fight yeast and bacterial growth. MCT may reduce risk factors for heart disease, high cholesterol, blood pressure, inflammation, body mass index. MCT could manage blood sugar levels. All right. Now, all right, in case you're interested,
and then we're finished.
Maybe you're already done. Dumbbell workout. Legs, hip thrust, 5 sets, 8 to 12 reps of every one of these. Try it out. Hip thrust. Dumbbell workout, by the way. Goblet squat, shoulder width. Goblet squat, inner width. Bench single leg lunge. That's one of my favorites. Goblet squat, wide stance. All right, now then back. This is five workouts here, 5 sets. That's a lot of reps. Back, this is what I did the other day. Straight leg deadlift. Bench 45 degree bench, upper back row. Bench 45 degree bench, mid back row. Single arm row, dumbbell pullover, and shrugs. 5 sets, 8 to 12 reps. Give that a go if you're interested in weightlifting. I'm gonna keep updating my workout stuff. And we're done. Thank you for listening. I hope all this information was very insightful for you. And yeah. Thanks for listening to jamesstudy.com, a trillion-dollar podcast called Questing. And I'm done. 3, 2, 1, out, skis. Peace.